And this is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. We are marking the second full day of the presidency of Joe Biden. He was inaugurated on Wednesday, hours after former President Donald Trump took Air Force One to Florida, where he will now reside. Joining us on the WEMU phone line is Democratic Congressional Representative from Michigan's 12th District, Debbie Dingell. And it is good to be with you again, Congresswoman Dingell.
It is always good to be with you. David, I hope you are doing well.
Before we look at today and peek into the future, I want to reflect for a moment. Through the course of all of our conversations, you have been diplomatic. You've tried to focus on the positive and maintain a sense of optimism and express that to your constituency and to our audience. On Wednesday morning, Donald Trump marked the end of his presidency, getting aboard Air Force One and flying to Florida to start the next phase of his life. Now that we're moving beyond that administration, give me the real lowdown on what it was like to work in Congress over the last 4 years.
You know, the last 4 years have been very difficult. You know, at the beginning, I don't think many of us really understood what some of the things that were being done or how self-centered President Trump was. But I do believe that when someone is elected and the voters have spoken, they are the president of the United States. And that they are all of our presidents. But this was a man who, what he said early one day, you know, he'd say something at 10 and you didn't know if it would be the same at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I did believe he was our president. I tried to work with him. I got on his very bed. I was one of those women. I was one of the first of those Michigan women that got crosswise with him. And I've never quite figured out what I had done, because quite frankly, I try to be civil in all discussions with everybody. And I really began to understand the hatred that is out there. It can be a very terrifying experience. And my biggest sadness over the last 4 years that was on full display at the United States Capitol on January 6th is the fear and the hatred that has divided this country. That is cracking the fundamental foundations of our democracy.
Should the Senate move forward and seek conviction of Mr. Trump?
I have. I voted to impeach him. I believe that he needs to be held accountable. I also believe that there are a lot of things that need to get done. President Biden has a very aggressive 100-day agenda, and the first of it is let's have a national COVID strategy that's not dumping things on the governors that they don't have the resources for. And I think we are going to have to do both. I think that we've got to focus on getting legislation done that's going to get vaccination into more arms, produce more of the vaccine that and PPE equipment for the frontline workers, and help so many people that need help in different ways, from rent and mortgage payments to food. Today you're going to see him do a number of things because too many people are hungry. But what happened was one of the worst moments in American history in the United States Capitol on the 6th, and it can't be ignored, and people need to be held accountable for that as well. But you can do both. And Republicans and Democrats are very capable of doing both.
Now, in the House, there are about 120 members of the GOP that gave full-throated support to the Stop the Steal movement that helped create what happened on January 6th, and many remain dedicated to the Trump wing of the Republican Party. Will House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the rest of your Democratic colleagues be looking for any punitive measures for those congressional representatives?
I think what we're going to very definitively have to do is to figure out how we're going to work together. This country is being torn apart. I have had some problems with some of my colleagues, some who signed on to the Texas case that did not vote against certifying the election. I went and had one-on-one conversations with them. I think each of us in our hearts are going to have to go do that. If their behavior is such that they are trying to overturn the government still, if they are trying to hurt our democracy, then our job is to protect our country, period, front and center. I love this country, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let anybody destroy our democracy. But I'm going to keep working across the aisle. I think people are tired I think people are tired in this country of the constant fighting, division, the fear. And we got to find a way to work with each other and stop thinking of ourselves as armed camps and Republicans and Democrats, and people are always lying, and remember what's the best in us and try to work together on what's right for the United States.
We're talking with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell on 89.1 WEMU, and you touched on it just a couple of moments ago. There is a aggressive agenda for President Biden and his administration. You praised his inauguration address, saying it painted the appropriate picture of unity needed to move the country forward. But as you also noted, now the hard part begins. The top priority, of course, the pandemic. President Biden is aiming for 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days. Now, it's needed, but it's also ambitious. Might the president be setting up his new administration for an early failure?
Well, to just show you how the world of politics is, I spent the entire night watching cable shows saying he wasn't being ambitious enough. So the fact of the matter is, I mean, you can't please anybody. We need to get the vaccines out there. Tony Fauci last night in several shows said we might be able to increase that number by August. What we have to do is focus on getting the job done, David. We got to stop these gotchas, got yous. We've got to produce more vaccines. We've got to produce more syringes. We've got to set up distribution systems. I've talked to our governor. I've talked to our state and local officials. I've talked to the Washington Public Health System. Everybody's kind of on their own. I mean, there's not been a national system that's helped people. States are trying to bid against each other, just as they did on PPE. Can we go buy our own vaccine? We need a national program that is going to get the vaccine out there, deliver it in a safe way, get it into the arms of people. Let's target 100 million, and if we exceed that number, that is the best, and we should try to exceed it, that we need a plan. He's invoked the Defense Production Act so that we will produce more of everything that we need, and let's work together to get what that goal is. If you don't aim high, you're not going to get there.
Another top priority you've mentioned is getting a new COVID relief package passed and distributed across the country. Is there a timeline in mind?
So I think there's a lot of discussions on that. Our schedule is changing. We will be in now. We were going to have what we called committee time, and I was going to be home the first 2 weeks of February, and we are going to stay in Washington. The House is, you know, we're trying to decide, do you do a whole big package, or do you start to do these packages little by little? I know that the Republicans, I've had discussions with them, that know that we've got to do different pieces of this. But I think that everybody knows we've got to do more. Everybody, if you go home, I mean, if you sit in some house in Washington or just hide or go to a golf course every day, you don't know what's happening to everyday Americans. But anybody that goes home to their district or talks to their district, I've got restaurant owners, it makes me want to cry. I now feel like I have to call them every day just to make sure they're okay. They're working so hard. They're trying to stay in business. And everybody wants everybody to stay safe. They don't want anybody to get sick, but they want their lives to go on too. And the biggest problem we have, David, too, is people have COVID fatigue. They're just sick and tired of it. But you can't get sick and tired of it, because when you get that sloppy moment, when you just don't want to keep physical distance, you just don't want to wear that mask, you just want to see somebody you love, you end up getting COVID, and you don't know what will happen.
President Biden has signed a number of executive orders in his first days on the job, and that was fully expected, but we've touched on this as well. To move the agenda forward with the sense of unity he's advocated, the hard work of creating bipartisanship in both chambers is both needed and required. So you've mentioned talking to your colleagues across the aisle. Do you have a sense that the further we get away from President Donald Trump, that there will be a better move towards the center and a sense of bipartisanship to get a COVID relief package passed and to take care of the other important legislation that is coming up?
I don't want to underestimate the power of people that are supporting former President Trump. So I don't know, but I think it's incumbent upon each of us to decide what we want this country to be, what our vision of America is. And I certainly am working with my colleagues, and as you know, there are several colleagues in Michigan that I'm very close to and work very closely with. Everybody needs to do that. If you've got a Republican member of Congress or a Democratic member of Congress you don't agree with or you want them to do something, you need to be telling them that. Joe Biden knows how to work across the aisle. You know, it's been kind of a hard week for me because Joe and John were good friends. Mm-hmm. And they did a lot of things the same way. You know, they treated everybody with dignity. They didn't care what letter was behind somebody's name. They wanted to work with him. They wanted to understand. They knew that they didn't know everything. What were they thinking about that they didn't understand? How do you find that common ground? That's what Joe Biden knows how to do. And that's why I think he's the right man at the right time in the right place. But we all are part of saving this democracy. We are all part of saying to people, we're tired of this partisan bickering. We need to get something done. You want to represent us? Go get it done.
Well, I thank you for the time today, and we are going to have a lot to talk about in our upcoming conversations, including the one a week from today.
I look forward to it. Be safe.
That is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.